Roger, track and lights on. I don't see your tracking light.
Range about 70 miles now.
Falcon Endeavor, I don't have your light. Houston Falcon, what's your LOS time?
Falcon Houston, LOS in 12 minutes.
Roger, 12 minutes, okay.
Okay, I got your light now, Dave.
Okay, very good.
Falcon is still on the primary guidance system. The crew trimmed the numbers in the secondary system at insertion.
Endeavor, I'm getting some large updates on you there, Dave, on the first part. Okay.
But both guidance systems are good, and they're operating on pings.
That's right. VHF's going okay. The first optics is off. I bypassed two of them. I'll take the third.
Falcon, Houston.
Houston, Falcon, go.
Do we need to tweak up your PIPAs a little bit more, Dave, before TPI?
Okay, fine. Pencils out. Go ahead.
Address 1452-05210. Address 1456-03170. And those are both VERB 21901s.
Okay, we copy a VERB. 21901, 1452 should be 05210, and 1456 should be 03170.
Good read, Max.
This is Apollo Control. Biomedical monitoring was on Dave Scott during liftoff. His heart rate at liftoff was 74.
Okay, Dave, the first update was the only large one. The rest of them are all followed in.
Okay, very good.
Houston Falcon, we're seeing a fairly large difference in Z between the onboard solutions and the ground solutions, but I guess that could be expected at the recycle.
I'm checking it for you now, Dave. Your pings and eggs seem to agree pretty well.
Right, and I think we can expect a fairly large Z at the recycle.
I'll get back some words on the Misfit TPI in a minute. Falcon Houston, we're going to watch it for a few more minutes and see how they converge to the other solution.
Roger. Dave, I got a recycle solution for you. Raj, minus 69.4, minus 6.2, plus 12.0. Endeavour Houston, I need Omni Alpha.
Omni Alpha.
And Falcon Houston.
Houston Falcon, go.
Roger, Fido thinks he had a good solution, but not a great solution before. He's now saying the Z component will be, should converge to about a minus 19. And if it does, your approach angle will be more nominal rather than along the horizontal.
Okay, that sounds like we're all converging to the same spot. Thank you.
Yeah, we agree, Dave.
Houston Falcon, our polar pot shown as pretty nominal. I guess we'll probably stay with the nominal procedures on the TPI.
Roger, Falcon. We have you a minute to LOS. Your solutions look good in both computers. We'll see you on the other side. And be advised, we did monitor your liftoff, and we can confirm you lifted off.
Oh, very good. That's nice to know. Thank you much. Save the tapes for us, will you?
Say again, please.
Save the TV tapes for us, will you, please?
Will do, and you're 30 seconds from LOS, Falcon.
Roger, see you around the corner.
Roger, roger, Dave.
We've had loss of signal from the lunar module, about 40 seconds away from LOS on the command module.
And Endeavour Houston, I have you 30 seconds from LOS.
Endeavour, Rod, see you the other side.
Okie doke, Al.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal on Endeavour now also. Terminal phase initiation for the rendezvous will be performed behind the moon at 172 hours, 29 minutes, 39 seconds. We will reacquire both spacecraft just a few minutes before the TPF, the terminal phase braking, as they're rendezvousing. Had two firsts on this liftoff. The first time we've seen it on television. It was also the first melodious liftoff. The Air Force song coming from the lunar module and its Air Force crew. They perhaps would have to alter the lyrics a little to "Off We Go Into the Wild Black Yonder" from the lunar surface. We'll reacquire the command module at 173 hours, 1 minute, 40 seconds. The lunar module at 173 hours, 3 minutes, 29 seconds. At 172 hours, 17 minutes, this is Mission Control, Houston.